this whole thing, we look at life like it's about what you can get from life. And I think, you know, I read something, I was like, that's not what it is. You're going to always be unfulfilled if you look at life like that. It's about knowing you're going to leave one day. And, you know, when you leave, the only way you're going to be fulfilled is if you know you gave everything you had.
You already know what time it is. We're Over the Top, the podcast with your host, Damon Hicks. You already know the father, the entrepreneur, the investor, the leader, the philosopher, all above. Stop playing with me. Let's get into it. Tap in.
This episode is sponsored by The Win, and The Win is my clothing brand, which represent a lot of inspirational quotes. You can get you a hoodie that says, growing mentally, physically, and spiritually, or you can get you a hoodie that says, watch me manifest everything I want, or you can get you a hoodie or a shirt that says, elevate. All those in a lot of sizes, different colors. You can go to the website called thewin.store, or you can hit the link in my bio. My Instagram name is _IamDamon, and I'm going to put it in the podcast as well. So enjoy this episode.
What's up, y'all, man? I'm back with another one. And I want to get straight into it, like straight into it. So this episode is going to be about procrastination. And I got a couple stories about, you know, how I kind of defeated procrastination, and how, like, anytime I get into a position where I feel like I'm about to be procrastinating, I can get out of it easy. And so it was a couple of things that really, you know, had me in a procrastination stage. I don't know about y'all, but for, like, the last 5 years, like, when I was a little bit, well, let's just say when I was 18, I used to watch, like, motivational videos. And I don't know if y'all listen or watch motivational videos or whatnot, you would think that when you're watching it, you feel like you're doing something, you feel like you're accomplishing something. Well, you don't really do nothing. It really probably make you procrastinate even more, because whatever idea you had about doing, whatever idea you had or whatever you felt like you wanted to do, you're probably now trying to make it perfect. Am I right about that? I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. So whenever you're trying to start something, you got to get in the mindset, I feel like this is the mindset I've got into. The mindset of not giving a fuck. The mindset of starting. I heard a quote that said, you know, jump out the plane and build your parachute on the way down. You know what I'm saying? Take a risk on yourself. Because, I mean, if you don't, who will? And shit, after I got to thinking about that and understanding that, you know, it don't matter if it's perfect. Have you ever, like, tried to take the perfect picture to post on, like, Facebook or Instagram or some shit like that, and you thought it was hard? You got a real perfect. Ain't even slap, did it? Be honest, ain't slap it. It was the picture that you was unexpected. It was the picture you unexpected to slap to go crazy. Like, it got a lot of likes, got a lot of attention. The one that you didn't expect to do that much. That's the one everybody love. And so, like, whenever you starting something, I mean, like, if you're about to start something, like, to get away from that procrastination, like, just get out the mindset of trying to make it perfect, because it's really not going to get to that point. And then the time that you're wasting trying to get it perfect, either somebody else going to come up with the same idea that you have, or you're just going to be taking so long that you're probably going to end up forgetting about it and stopping it and not doing it because you're waiting for it to be so perfect. You want it to be so perfect. And so I was in that position where I'm working on a project for 5 years, trying to perfect it, trying to figure out more information about it, trying to do this, trying to do that, without actually just putting it out. So I had got to the point where I damn near was delusional. I expected people to understand where I was coming from when it came to building projects and stuff like that, but you had none out. So nobody can respect what you're talking about if you're not putting in no action towards what you want. You procrastinate on your own dreams, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I was just like, all right, let me get in the mindset of just saying, fuck it, putting projects out that I really like, and I'm trying to get done, you know what I'm saying? Ain't even got to be perfect, just get it out there and, you know, work on it on the way up. So another like little thing I give y'all is, so I don't know if y'all know who Jeff Bezos is. He's the owner of Amazon. If you go look at his pictures, you know, Amazon didn't start off at $1,000. It ain't start where it's at now. It started from zero. Everything starts from zero. I had a line there. Everything starts from zero. You know what I'm saying? Even a seed that grows, it starts as a seed, a beautiful flower, you know what I'm saying? But go look at the Jeff Bezos pictures when he first started Amazon. He had a messed up Amazon sign in the back of his office. You know what I'm saying? He started at zero. And now look what he built. But imagine if he would have kept trying to make it perfect and not launch it. You know what I'm saying? Imagine if he did that. I want to put y'all on something else. So I'm actually writing a 300-page book or whatever, and it's a book just talking about taking action, and that's based off of, you know, your procrastination. Procrastination, you're not getting ahead when you're just sitting on whatever you're sitting on, and when you're not getting active on whatever you're trying to do. So I had wrote a chapter in there, and it was called Just Do It. I ain't launched it yet, but it's a chapter called Just Do It. And in that chapter, I basically talk about how Nike has a subliminal message that we really never think too much about. Think about it, just do it. So I'm like, I wrote that chapter based off of Nike. Like, you know, we see that all the time, but we never take the time to just really sit and think, like, damn, just do it. Like, don't waste no time thinking about, like, all right, I got another thing too. Let me tell y'all what's funny. So I got a buddy of mine. I got two friends. I ain't gonna mention their names or nothing like that, but I got two friends, right? One is an action taker, one is a procrastinator. All right. I'm talking to one of my friends maybe about 2 years ago, and me and him were supposed to start a clothing brand, right? Now, me and this dude, we talking about this, we talking about that, we having little meetings, we hitting up all these vendors, we doing this, we doing all type of stuff other than putting the actual work in to drop the clothing line, right? Now, we was working on this for about a good year and 6 months, right? It never ended up happening. It was a lot of procrastination going on, a lot of talking. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to talk about it, but you got to get to the action part secondly. So I got another friend, all right? We talked about something we wanted to do on a Monday. We launched the project on Friday. Now, I'm not saying that's, you know what I'm saying? I'm not that, because the project, it didn't need that much time anyways. But what I'm saying is, get to it, start it. If you never do it, then you never know how it's gonna turn out. You know what I'm saying? So that was just something I wanted to record and talk about, because a lot of people deal with procrastination and deal with trying to figure out, you know, seeing everybody else drop their project, seeing everybody else doing their thing, and they like, and you know, they kind of discouraged, like, damn, dang, I know my stuff would be good, I know this and I know that. But, you know, nobody will know if you never do it. If you ain't doing it, how could they ever know your stuff would be good, or how they know their stuff would be better if you never dropped the project? You can even go look at the Simpsons. When they first dropped, they don't even look how they look, the new edited, updated versions. So once I got in that mindset of realizing that, you got to just start and just do it. And not be really too scared about what other people are going to say, because what I learned is, you know, the people that's going to have so much to say is the same people that are not doing anything. More the people that got the time to say something about you. Now, the people that are doing something, that might have some good criticism, they're going to tell you things that's going to help you with your, you know, project or whatever you're doing, or give you some pointers on what you're trying to do. So that's something I learned as well. So them are like ways to, you know, stop the procrastinate and like get in a mindset, getting that, like, I had to like really, really switch my mindset, because I'll tell y'all something else. So I think it was about a year ago, close friends of mine, I'm telling them about my ideas, you know, I'm hype about it, motivated. They said to me, they don't want to hear it no more. I'm like, what you mean? I don't want to hear it no more. I want to see you do it. I want to see it. I'm tired of hearing about it. Hurt my feelings, but guess what? It made me start taking action. It made me be like, okay, it ain't about just, you know, trying to make the perfect plan or trying to figure out what you're trying to do. It's about doing this shit, like real life. Like, you got to get in that mindset of just doing it and not giving a fuck about what people going to say about the whatever it is you're doing. Because, again, they probably not even doing nothing themselves. Because the people that's doing something don't got time to be talking about the next person. They working on their project. So that was just, I don't know, you know, with procrastination, you know, you just got to get active. It's just like a person that want to lose weight, you know. What's stopping you from going to the gym? What's stopping you from starting that boutique? What's stopping you from that clothing brand? What's stopping you from writing a book? What's stopping you from applying back to college? And, you know, I can say, you know, get motivated as well, but my favorite thing to tell people is get motivated by your own future success. Get motivated by your own potential success. That's what I like to tell people, you know, because watching, you know, other people's success, that's cool too, but I like to get excited about my future and where I could be at. I like to vision that. That's another way to stop procrastinating. Vision yourself being where you're trying to be. Vision yourself being successful. Vision yourself riding in a nice-ass car. Vision yourself being in a nice house. If you do got kids, vision your kids just being able to take on what you built in the future. That's the mindset I've been having. That's the mindset I've been having because I'm not trying to play no more games. Like, another thing that I learned too was my cousin, he was always telling me, like, you know, you sit on that idea long enough, somebody else gonna take that idea. So while you trying to perfect that craft and that little idea, whatever you're trying to do, somebody else about to put it in action. Somebody else about to launch it right now. Even though your stuff would probably be way better. I was reading this book where they said people always remember the first person that created it. Being the first person that's doing something, you're always being remembered. You'll be remembered from being the first person to do that. That was just something I wanted to say because I read it, it was crazy. But back on the procrastination. Back on that. Don't be scared to drop your project. Don't be scared to do it. I promise you, you won't regret it. You won't regret it. That's the most time why people don't start working on their stuff. They be scared. Don't be scared of your own success. Don't be scared of it, because you're gonna be surprised when you see how many people really support you. How many people really like, I'm so proud of you. Like, you're gonna be surprised. It's gonna feel so good. You know what I'm saying? So get to that. Do that. Stop waiting. What you procrastinating for? I ain't even trying to be on like no motivational stuff, but I just wanted to make this because like I dealt with procrastination for 5 years. Waking up in the morning, listening to motivational videos, thinking that was gonna get me activated. Ain't none of that get me activated. They didn't get me activated. Realizing that, damn, if I don't do it, then it ain't gonna happen. That got me in a mindset of like, I gotta get to it. I gotta like create. I want my life to change. That means I gotta start doing things differently. I gotta start getting activated. Cause a lot of shit sound good to say. The idea sound good. It make you feel good when you're talking about it too. But I mean, next time you see that person that you was talking about them dreams and them goals to, they gonna be looking at you like, all right, so how far have you got in that? And you just gonna be coming up with the same thing or the same ideas that you just told them, oh, I got a new idea for it. Well, damn, you ain't even work on the last ideas. So, hey, start with action. Start with, like, taking the action. Like, real life taking the action. Like, all right, think like, all right, what I'm about to do today on whatever I want to do, I need to do that step one. I need to do that step one. And look, say for instance, you don't know where to start, like what I always do, I start, if I don't know how to create something, I go to YouTube. YouTube will be your best friend. Ask anybody that's done anything. They started with YouTube, running on YouTube. And then if you can, get you a mentor in it. That would make it way more easier. You won't have to go through some of the hardships if you get a mentor that can guide you into the right direction. So that was another thing. You know, you got to get active. Because then once you start getting active, it's like a domino effect. Once you start executing on everything else, once you start executing on things, it's going to turn you into a monster. That's what it did for me. I started executing on things. Let me tell you another story. I ain't gonna say his name, but I had a conversation with him, with a buddy. It might have been about 8 months ago. And man, we just having a deep, good conversation, whatever. And he is telling me like, yeah, bro, man, you be having so many great ideas. And Woo and them be telling me like, dang, if you just, you know, just got active on it, you would be somewhere. And hey, just hearing about what somebody else said about me made me feel some type of way. Like, damn, I do be having some great ideas. I wasn't executing on like I was supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to be executing on everything. Anything that you have an idea on, execute on it that same day. I got a buddy I was talking to. He said when he come up with an idea, he start working on it the same day. What are you waiting for? Hey, look, I was listening to this podcast, and this man had said, man, the first man that said I'm going to do it tomorrow must have been a lazy-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Excuse my language, but look, he said he must have been a lazy-ass nigga to say I'm going to do it tomorrow, because why not do it today? Why not start today? Why not? What's the excuse? You scared? What's the excuse? That's the question I had to ask myself. You scared? I'm like, nah. So what you waiting for? I mean, I'm trying to figure out. What else you trying to figure out? You done studied it for 5 years. You done studied it for 3 years. What's the excuse? It ain't no excuse. It ain't no excuse at all. It ain't got to be perfect. It don't got to be perfect. You learn through experience. So if you never started, then you won't even really know how to. You got to get your experience through whatever you're trying to do as well. This is just all my philosophy, all my ideas, all the things that I feel like stop procrastination once you get into that mindset. Like really, really change your mindset of not worrying about what other people are going to say about your project, of not trying to get your stuff perfect. You know what I'm saying? That's what I had to understand and get to. And I'm still pushing myself to this day. Like, all right, we in monster mode. Okay, yeah, we going to get this done. We got to get away from all these distractions. This is what I said I wanted to do, and this is what I want to accomplish, what I'm about to do. Now, I ain't about to watch no Netflix. Now, I ain't about to go to that party. Now, I ain't about to do this. I ain't about to do that. And what I'm saying, even when you do start to do it and you get off that procrastination, I ain't saying it's going to be easy either, because that's when the hard part comes. What? Are you going to be dedicated to it? I had asked myself, is you going to be dedicated? Yeah. You want to start. You want to do something. You want to do a business. Yeah. You want to lose some weight. Yeah. You say you want to do that. Okay. Well, let's do it for real. Because it look easy when you see people like posting what they do, they businesses. Or you see somebody that's fit, or you see somebody that decided to be a vegan. Anytime you see anybody doing anything, it look easy on the outside. But it ain't easy. It take a lot of dedication, and it take a lot of discipline. That's what I'm looking for. Take a lot of discipline. So I think when you get in that position and you get in that mindset, it's going to turn you into a monster, and you're going to love it. I'm going to lie to you. Don't even waste your time. To me, this advice I want to give you. Don't even waste your time listening to motivational videos. Man, watch the videos that's going to help you learn whatever you're trying to start or whatever you're trying to do. In whatever field it is, because you can YouTube anything. You know what I'm saying? So that's my little philosophy on procrastination. I hope I wasn't talking too fast. That was just something I wanted to get off my chest and help some people start. And yeah, we up out of here. Tap back in. If you mess with this video, send this to somebody. To deal with procrastination. Send it to some people. And follow me on Instagram at _IamDeMond. Check out my my clothing brand. I got a clothing store. Check that out. you already checking out my podcast, so I appreciate y'all for that. Appreciate y'all for that. And check out my self-love jewelry. I got that on my Instagram page, so you can see that in my bio. And, man, y'all keep elevating, because that's what the goal is, to keep elevating and to keep moving forward. And tap back in. And if you got a subject you want me to go over, hit it, DM me, inbox me, put it in the comments, all that. And I'm going to keep on talking about subjects and topics that's going to help us elevate. And I'm going to just give you my philosophy and my philosophy, and I'm going to give you my opinion on it. And give y'all what helped me. Yeah, tap in.
I hope y'all enjoyed that episode. Look, I want y'all to go check out my book, which is called Keys to Elevate. 3 powerful chapters: environment, positive thinking, and intentional action. These are the keys to elevate. This is just my philosophy. I feel like it'll help a lot of people out. And it's only $9.99, which is $10 going invest into yourself. You can grab that in my link in my bio on Instagram. My Instagram name is _IamDemond. Go check that out. I promise you won't regret it.
And so, look, man, I'm going to add this segment to the end of it, man. If you know anybody that want their brand promoted or anything, make sure you inbox me at _IamDemond on Instagram. I'm interested in putting anybody, any segment, anybody to do music, anybody to do lashes. If you want your if you a female and you want your lashes, if you a barber and you want your stuff promoted, if you know anybody that want anything promoted, I'm not charging much, putting one segment in the beginning, one segment in the end. You know what I'm saying? So if you know anybody that want their things promoted, let me know and inbox me.